Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. My name is Austin Parr, and I'm with Discount Fishing Tackle in Denver, and I'm filling in for Terry this week while hopefully he's catching some fish up in Minnesota. Right now, we're going to go right to the phones and talk with Brad Peterson of Brad Peterson Outdoors. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well, Austin. How are you?
Doing excellent. So right now, we've talked about some fishing, talked about a little sage grouse, even though that season's over. But man, duck season is upon us all of a sudden here, isn't it?
It is. If you're up in the mountain foothill zone, a lot of people are out enjoying opening day today, and the northeast region opens up next weekend. It's an exciting time for duck hunters.
Absolutely. So, Brad guides you both. You guide fishing and hunting, both, I believe. That's correct, right?
Yep. Do waterfowl hunting and then all sorts of warm water fishing.
Absolutely. So, Brad's an expert. He lives up north in Colorado. And what are you seeing right now as far as some of this waterfowl? You seen a lot of birds come in yet, or are we mostly dealing with local birds like usual?
Right now, we're mainly dealing with local birds. I was out this morning and drove around to a few little potholes to kind of see what the bird numbers look like. And it's still the local birds, but I will say on a couple bodies of water like Boyd, last week the coots moved in, and usually they're one of the early migrating birds. So for between that and what I'm hearing up in Wyoming, the ponds in Wyoming are loaded. I think this cold front we're going to have come in end of the week is going to push some of our early migrators down. So those people hunting out on the northeast may get the advantage of not just the local birds, but some of your early migrating, maybe still some green-winged teal, some widgeons and gadwalls that have all come in and should make for a great opener.
Yeah, I mean, looking at some of this forecast coming in, it looks like we're going to have a good push of northern air coming down and hopefully getting some of these birds down and having a season where maybe we can have a really good first opening split and not have that migration in that middle split for the northeast guys.
Yeah, that's been the issue the last couple of years. Last year in particular, what happened was is when the birds started moving down, not only did Canada and Montana and Wyoming, where most of our birds come from, all get a snowstorm, we got the same storm and had 5 or 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of our early birds just kept trucking all the way to Oklahoma and Texas, and we just never got the opportunity in the Northeast to really capitalize on those early birds. And then we stayed so warm in December and January, as you probably remember, whether you were a hunter or an ice fisherman, either way, along the Front Range, it was unseasonably warm, and we just didn't get that late push of birds to really ever come down.
Yeah, I know. I'm a waterfowl hunter as well, and it was definitely a different kind of season, and hopefully we can get back to maybe a degree of normal for this year and get back to a good early season push and maybe a secondary late push as well.
Yeah, that's important. I know that a lot of the state wildlife areas out in the northeast that fill up with irrigation water have filled up. But one I do want to make a note of is Jackson State Wildlife Area, not the state park, but the state wildlife area, the ponds on the north. I was by there a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
and
they're
doing construction and are not planning on putting any water in those.
Yeah.
So if that's a spot you normally hunt, you know, you need to look for a different option, you know, maybe head out to Brush Prairie Ponds or try to get a reservation at Andrick, Red Lion, something like that. If you normally hunt one of those ponds opening day, there are 4 spots on the reservoir still open, but I think that's going to be real crowded. So
oh, yeah.
To avoid a headache, I'd kind of avoid that area.
I would agree. You know, getting out and maybe driving a little bit further and maybe putting a little bit of scouting time in this next week could maybe pay some dividends for some folks. So before we shift over to fishing, I've been seeing you catch some amazing walleyes as of late. What are some of the strategies that you're using for opening day waterfowl? What kind of decoy strategies? What are you normally doing out there to have a better success than the average guy?
Well, you said one of the most important things. If you got the time, it's windshield. It's putting your time in the vehicle behind, you know, driving around looking. They're local birds, so they're used to certain spots. And if you find a spot, a pond or a little slough or a ditch that they're using, they're going to keep coming back there. They haven't been harassed yet. So if you've got that ability, that's one of the first things to do. And that from Pruitt out east, there were a lot of teal. So, you know, you might have the opportunity to get into some of those. But for decoy strategy, one of my things is if I've got enough decoys, I usually put a lot more hen decoys out than drakes.
I agree.
Because this time of year, the ducks aren't in full plumage. There are a lot more brown ducks out there just that haven't been plumed out. So I use a lot more of the brown of the hens. And then I also, if you've got teal decoys, widgeon decoys, any of the littler, smaller puddle ducks, I mix those in as well. I have a real diverse size spread with a more heavy leaning towards hen decoys. I think that just looks a little more natural. And don't be afraid if you're worried about visibility. Throw in a couple Canada goose decoys. Even though goose season is only open in the northeast area, which is west of Highway 85, you look at the regulations, and it kind of goes through where that is and then up in the mountains. But those are extremely visible, but there's a lot of resident geese around. So it looks natural to the ducks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so those are the two things I would say to really, you know, put some time, try and find the location the birds are using if you can't. Or in addition, you know, use a little bit more hens in your decoy spread, kind of use browns and mix up the size.
Sure. Yeah. We only have a few minutes left right here, but I want to shift over to fishing for just a second. Man, big 31-inch walleye you caught the other day. What are you doing up north? And why don't you give a quick report on some of those lakes up there?
Up north, it's real similar to what you're seeing down there. Water temperatures are mid-60s. They've been holding right around 68 till about a week ago, and now they've started dropping into that, you know, 65 or even a little lower range. So you're starting to get more of your true fall patterns going. The bait bites just dying off on the walleyes. You're starting to be able to catch them using your jigging wraps and pulling crankbaits. Usually, if I'm doing that, if I don't know where the fish are, I'm either using my electronics or I'm trolling to try and locate fish.
Sure.
Once I do, if there's a good concentration, then I'm going to the reaction bites on the jigging wraps, snap wraps, you know, those type baits. And then the other thing that's really starting to turn on is the largemouth bass up here have been really good. They're really getting concentrated where there's good vegetation remaining in the shallow water. Most of our lakes have stopped dropping, so the fish don't feel the pressure to move out of the shallows. They're still hanging in that 4 to 6 foot range, and if you can find any green vegetation, there's 2 to 3, maybe even 4 good largemouth in there. Throw in chatterbaits or jerkbaits or, you know, squarebill crankbaits, any of those baits, horizontal moving baits, you'll go pick them up in some real nice ones, you know, up to 17, 18 inches right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great time to go out and catch largemouth. And the other thing is, I think the other day I saw the hatchery truck drop some stockers in Boyd. They're starting to do their fall stocking again. So those people looking to go out and catch rainbows, you know, pay attention. St. Vrain's going to be getting some, you know, Boyd. A lot of those lakes and ponds in the area will start getting some of the stocker trout, which will provide the shore anglers, you know, a little more opportunity and a little more action going on. I'm sure Jackson will be getting some trout in the the wiper bite on Jackson has just been phenomenal.
I've been hearing
maybe not a ton of keepers, but 60 fish is not uncommon trolling up there for wipers in that 13 to 14 and a half inch range.
Heck yeah. Well, Brad, we're running out of time right here. Some great bites that you've gone through. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and take advantage of some of this with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can look me up at Brad Peterson Outdoors on Facebook or give me a call at 303-829-3998.
Brad, thanks so much for coming on.
Have a good one.
You as well. So that's Brad Peterson with Brad Peterson Outdoors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Nate Zielinski. We're going to go through some various fall fishing opportunities. There are all kinds of great opportunities. Brad was just talking about some there. I was talking about some on the Front Range. Maybe we'll shift into South Park with Nate. But stay tuned, and we're going to find out. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.